civilization. It's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. And that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to, because most of the programs that are put out across America are not telling you the truth. And we try to give you the truth 5 hours a day through Radio Liberty. You know, one of the things that really is so disturbing today is that most people honestly believe that global warming is true. I mean, after all, you cannot pick up a newspaper or a magazine or watch a television program that doesn't tell you that, that global warming is a reality, that we are soon going to have rising levels of water, cities are going to be simply inundated with water, people are going to have to move away from the coasts, and we've even seen pictures of New York City with only the top of the Empire State Building and one or two other skyscrapers are there on the skyline. Everything else is water, and it's all a lie. The major greenhouse gas is water, water moisture, and certainly CO2 makes up of the entire atmosphere only 0.038% of the entire atmosphere. It is not a major greenhouse gas. It is a minor greenhouse gas. Water is the major greenhouse gas. CO2 is a miracle gas. It makes things grow. We've had much higher levels of CO2 in years past than we have today. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. Why do they want to sell us something that isn't true? Because they want to raise the cost of electricity in the United States, and they want to get us out of our cars. They want to deindustrialize America. They want to drive our manufacturing overseas so that we can raise the living standards in third world nations and lower the living standards here. But they can't tell the American people that, so they have to give them this hogwash about global warming, and it's all a lie. Actually, in the last few years, well, the temperature has been cooling. Temperature has been warming since about 1600, a degree or so a year, but it has nothing to do with man-made activity. Our guest today is Holly Swanson. Hi, Holly. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, I haven't heard from you in a long time. Are you still out there on the
front lines?
Oh,
absolutely.
Well, you tell us what's going on from your point of view.
Well, I'll tell you, I just thoroughly enjoyed what you were just talking about with global warming, because that is, I just saw, I was at a summit a weekend or so ago and heard a whole presentation by three very prominent scientists who simply debunked the myth. And you're right, you know, we have a cooling trend, and actually showed on this graph how the graph had been altered to again mislead the American people. And it's very unfortunate, because I think it was Fred Singer that said science is based on facts, not a show of hands. And so this global warming brings me exactly to what we've been working on, obviously, with writing the book Set Up and Sold Out, Find Out What Green Really Means. We've been tracking the green movement and basically how they have manipulated environmental issues to advance a political agenda under the radar that most Americans don't know about. And many national as well as international headlines now confirm the message that what we had documented from 1995 to present is indeed valid, which is what we're looking at, is the hijacking of the environmental movement and basically using those issues to advance the goals of the Greens party and movement, which mirror communism. We simply call it green communism. And I'll just read you this headline, and this was back in 2007. The president of the Czech Republic was in Washington, D.C., actually warning people about the fallacy of global warming and what it meant. And the headline reads, Czech Prez, environmentalism is new communism. It is the biggest threat to freedom, democracy, the market economy, and prosperity. So what we've been doing is, again, tracking this movement. We've been at this now almost 19 years. It seems time flies. And really focusing on what's going on in our schools, because now this curriculum, this Education for Sustainability curriculum, is being used to politically indoctrinate our children as a means to change the cultural, religious, social, economic, and political structure of our nation by teaching our children basically not how to think, but what to think.
I agree with you totally. And, of course, really what's so incredible, and people do not understand, this is really an attack on the United States to destroy the industrial base of our nation.
Yes, it is.
China is not going to have, which is the largest polluter in the entire world, has air far worse than ours. They're not going to have to do anything. India is not going to have to do anything. Third world countries where they burn lots of coal and oil and wood, they're not going to have to do anything. This is an attack on the United States. And until people understand that, it really doesn't make sense. It's going to drive up the cost of electricity. Oh, President Obama says, I'm not going to raise your taxes. Nobody's going to raise your price of electricity to the point where you're not going to be able to afford it or be able to have air conditioning, electric heat, or so many of the other amenities we have. They really want to lower our living standards. And people say, why would rational people want to do that? And the answer is very simple. We're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview. Now, remember, they're going to have their jets. They're going to have their SUVs. They're going to have their limousines. But the common people like you and I, we're going to have to lower our living standards to save the planet. Go right
ahead. That's exactly the strategy that was laid out, as you know, and set up and sold out, which is to lower our standards and bring up the other standards. So basically, you have just a homogenized society where everybody has their basic needs met. Just exactly what you're talking about, and again, it just mirrors world communism. And as we're looking at this and how far we've come, it was kind of astonishing to me. I was looking back through Set Up and Sold Out, and I was looking on page 25, and that was the first edition back in 1995. And obviously, it's been updated since then, but on page 25, at the top of page 25, I have the title, Can You Tell? Hitler or Lenin? And then I list a variety of goals that were laid out by the Green Party, including the U.S. Greens and Global Greens. And it's government ownership of the land, government ownership of the healthcare industry, the energy industry, the auto industry, the banking industry, the insurance industry, natural resources, and the electromagnetic or airwaves. And when you look back, if these were the goals that were set by the Greens back in 1990, and look where we are with the auto industry, look where we are with our natural resources, look at the Fairness Doctrine. These Greens basically have been advancing their progressive agenda under the auspice of one banner or another, primarily through the idea of taking care of the environment. And here we are today. We've got to pay attention to what's going on and insist that our political leaders take a look at this and do something about it. We need to get it off or from underneath the radar and get it on the public radar.
Well, Chris, how are you doing as far as reaching people? Because the biggest thing is how do we get the people to hear? And I know you are working within the schools. That was your goal, because I work on the radio, and we try to get as many stations to pull us down, as many people to listen on the Internet or shortwave. But sometimes, well, we're talking to the choir. Other times, people will be surfing the radio, you know, surfing the dial and in their car, and they'll pick us up. And hopefully, very soon, they'll be really hooked on this. But how are you doing reaching the students? Because I know that was your heart.
That is our heart, and we are making basically some amazing progress. Parents, teachers, others are starting to see this in the schools. Some of the things that we have been talking about for some time now, we have documented, and actually the Greens are very bold now advancing their agenda. And one of the things that helps is for parents to understand where this is coming from. And if, are we headed for a break?
I'm afraid we are, Holly. Well, do you think, but are you getting into the schools? How are you reaching the kids?
Okay, well, do I have time?
Well, hold it. We'll be back here in just about 10 seconds to go, and we'll be back in just three minutes, 4 minutes. Hold on. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Holly Swanson. I was asking Holly, who's been on the front line, trying to educate people about sustainable development, about the environmental movement, really as long as I can remember. So, Holly, what about the schools?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the things that we're seeing is all these radio programs, like what you're doing and others out there, the American people are listening. And they've been listening for a long time. And now, as we see the current administration moving things forward so quickly, people are paying attention. And as I read you that list of, you know, public ownership of the auto industry and the banking industry and natural resources, people are looking at that and saying, oh, my goodness, this was planned. This isn't something that has evolved because of the environment. So people are paying attention on that level. Unleashing parent power is what we were talking about with children, as well as talking to college level, university level students. And when we put in front of them actually what the goals of education for sustainability are on the college level, these students are paying attention. They're noticing the bias in their classroom. And let me just share with those students and parents and others that are listening, for example, the goal of education for sustainability, the stated goal by one of the leaders in that movement is humans are guided by a whole set of beliefs and values. And those come from culture, from religion, from social, economic, and political structure. We need to change all of those. So the idea, the strategy, is to use education to change students' cultural, religious, social, economic beliefs as a means to ultimately get them to eat green, live green, and vote green, and change the political structure of our nation. Political leaders are starting to pay more attention. And the other part of sustainability education is that education for sustainability, we would think, would be a theoretical discussion about sustainability. But it is the stated goal that it is a tool. Education for sustainability is a tool to transform our society. Now, these are the quotes from leading education for sustainability groups, and what we're doing is getting this information out to parents, to groups, to religious leaders, to school boards, to political leaders, and we're starting to galvanize an understanding of where the push for change is coming from and what the end game is, where it's headed. And you've studied communism forever, and you can quote things that are just unimaginable. But as we are looking to where, you know, where the United States is headed right now, and we can turn this around. We just have to get organized, and we have to, you know, pick our battles and our battlefields and go take our country back. But where this is coming from, I mean, when you think about it, Khrushchev said many, many years ago, we will take you over from within without firing a single shot. And people are waking up to the fact that what we're seeing as the Communist Party hails many of the things that President Obama is doing, people are taking a look at where we're headed. Are you seeing
that as well? Right. Well, I certainly am, but what about the schools? How much are you able to get into the schools at the present time? Or
well,
is it primarily doing... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, at the present time that I am talking to many groups, talking to people that are interested in working with their local school boards in places across the country, where this education for sustainability is not only being pushed into the public schools, but different city councils are actually pushing to get this into parochial schools as well. And Oregon, of course, I'm from Oregon, and this is a program that's being pushed very hard in Oregon, so we're concentrating on getting organized up here. So
that's
we are
great.
Being successful in getting into the schools, and most of all, helping parents understand and different groups understand that basically the Greens are advancing their political agenda below the radar. We need to get it on the public radar screen, and we need to start dealing with the fact that the goals of the Greens mirror communism and especially get this out of our schools.
Well, what about the kids? When you get a chance to talk to them, do mm-hmm. they begin to understand that they've been indoctrinated with
yes.
things that aren't true? You know, it was so hard for me to unlearn everything I learned in college. So much of it was simply propaganda and lies.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that is helping, one of the things that has been very helpful is, again, one of the stated goals of education for sustainability is to diminish the value of individual success. And when college students start looking at that, my question to them is, if we are going to have innovation and we're going to go create amazing things in the future, why on earth would you want to destroy free thought by indoctrinating students from kindergarten through the university level and diminish the value of individual success? That's what's going to create these magnificent things that have been created in the past and in the future in America. So that gets people's attention.
Well, I think that what we need to do is reach those young people, and I'm just so glad that you're out there on the front lines doing that and talking to their parents. And what we need is just more and more and more people getting the truth out, because this whole thing is a scam. What about nuclear power? I mean, certainly, are any of the people up there understanding that the nuclear power, if we really want to generate electricity, is a very economical and extremely safe way to do it?
Well, that's one area that I have been, you know, learning more about myself. There has been talk of some very innovative scientific things in that area in Oregon. Our focus has been really on exposing in the educational field, really not as much that as the goal, for example, like Mikhail Gorbachev with his Earth Charter, which, by the way, has been selected as a teaching tool for education for sustainability. And so we've been really concentrating on tying these pieces in education together to help the American people understand that if the Greens are successful, and their strategy is to, I mean, there's about 89% of America's children who attend public schools. The Greens' strategy is to basically create rapid nationwide political indoctrination to teach our children to eat green, live green, vote green, by targeting those 89% and indoctrinating those children. And this is getting congressional interest. This is getting state interest. This is getting parental interest. This is getting school board interest. So this is where we're really concentrating.
I think it's the Earth Charter is really the Mein Kampf of the wealthy. I mean, there's a wealthy elite group that's pushing this whole concept. And I would hope that our listeners out there would get a copy of the Earth Charter. You can get it off the Internet. I'm sure you can get it from Holly. Certainly you can get it from Radio Liberty. If you get anything from us, just ask for a copy of the Earth Charter and read point 10A. Point 10A says equitable distribution of wealth within nations. Well, that's communism. Equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That means that they're going to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Chinese peasant. Is that what you really want? I mean, how are you going to have equitable distribution of wealth unless you markedly lower the living standards of the American people? Understand, that's why we're giving all the money to General Motors so they can shift their production offshore, but they can't tell the American people the truth. If they did, they'd be infuriated to know that we're paying for the destruction of our industrial base. We'll be back in just a moment with Holly Swanson.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-AgeMax. Dr. Bill's Anti-AgeMax is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Holly Swanson, who is the author of Set Up and Sold Out. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question to ask about the environmental movement, which is a fraud, which is being used to justify centralizing power in Washington. Now, there are environmental problems in our country, but they have intentionally held off addressing many of them to create a problem so they could justify ever more control. One of the simplest things to do would be to have nuclear power. Does nuclear power, is it safe and efficient? Sure. My son was on a naval carrier, for almost 6 years, or the better part of 6 years, living right next to a nuclear reactor. The same thing is on our submarines. These work, and they work very well. And what do you do with the nuclear waste? Why, you simply reprocess it. There's no problem. They've intentionally blocked the use of nuclear power. Why? Because they wanted a problem. Because they want to run up your electricity bills and impoverish you and lower your living standards. That's what it's really all about. That's what the green power movement's all about, and the wind and sun, really what happens at nighttime when they turn off the sun and there isn't any sun. Where are you going to get your electricity from then? Well, then you got to have your nuclear, your regular power plants. Well, let me just to suggest that if you have a question, you'd like to talk to Holly about the environmental movement, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But Holly, before I go on, I want you to get out your website and your telephone number.
Well, at this point, we are upgrading our website, but you can reach the campaign, the Operation Green Out campaign, to get green politics out in the open and out of our schools. The number is 541-830-1446, and that's 541-830-1446. And to find out more what's going on in your area, give us a call and we'll let you know.
All right, fine. Well, what's going on in the Santa Cruz area here? Boy, this is the center of this environmental movement.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, it's interesting, as we were talking, and you do know, and when I say you know, is as we have been looking at the whole idea of sustainability, it's important to understand that that word has been hijacked and it's been politicized. No different than the word pot, that used to be a kitchen utensil and is now synonymous with the goal to legalize marijuana and marijuana. You know, gay is another word that used to mean a happy heart. It is now synonymous with a political movement. Sustainability, all same, same. This is a word that has been hijacked. It does not mean simply leaving the world a better place. It is a very vague term that is being stretched and twisted to justify taking more and more control across this nation. And it's interesting that the World Wildlife Fund, if you're thinking about sustainability and what it really means, the World Wildlife Fund, basically according to their report, is the only sustainable country is Cuba. And Cuba is a communist country. So we need to think about what that means in our lives, what it means to our children's future. And we were talking about a moment ago, Dr. Stan, we were talking about the Earth Charter. And one of the things about the Earth Charter, I mentioned that it has been selected as a tool to teach our children new values for a sustainable way of life. It's important to re-mention that Mikhail Gorbachev co-authored the Earth Charter. Mikhail Gorbachev, the former dictator of, you know, the Soviet Union, basically has been behind this and pushing this, and he refers to the Earth Charter as a new Ten Commandments, a new Sermon on the Mount. And I bring this up because on page 414 of the updated third edition of Set Up and Sold Out, I documented the Greens' strategy to basically use the environment and to move on and create a new theology, target the churches and bring this green the churches basically in. And in 2008, late in 2008, we have seen the emergence of the Green Bible. I'm sure you're familiar with that. And the Green Bible, according to one of the people that was interviewed for it, and I do have a copy of it, and basically the Green Bible is a Bible of which in the front and the back of the Bible, there is a whole series in the front of testimony by green activists, and in the back, a little suggestion of activism you can do, such as get a Creation Sunday going in your church. And one of the statements by someone who was interviewed on December 30th, 2008, James Taylor, who is a founding elder and Sunday school teacher at Living Water Christian Fellowship, said, "These groups don't have a religious focus. They have a desire to spread their environmental message, and I could not agree more. But as we see the emergence of the Green Bible, and you look at education for sustainability, and the goal is to change the religious beliefs of our nation, we need to start putting two and two together across this nation." And one of the things the Earth Charter says is that, do you recall the part, Dr. Stan, where it says, "We urgently need a new vision of shared values"?
Right.
Okay. And that particular part, you know, we really don't. We do not need a new vision of shared values, as Mikhail Gorbachev calls for a new Ten Commandments. We already have that. We already have the Bible. We already have that foundation. And the idea of changing our religious base, creating a new theology, is something that our religious leaders need to understand. It's not about getting the churches to change a light bulb. It is about greening the churches as a means to gradually shift the focus from creator to creation. We need to be aware of that. We need to be responsible for making the kind of distinctions between sound steps to create a healthier environment, because we all want clean air and clean water. We're all willing to do our share where there is a problem, but we need to make critical distinctions, again, between sound steps to create a healthier environment and basically steps to impose the political agenda of the Greens party and movement under the guise of protecting the environment. And the whole agenda behind the global warming scare fits basically scaring our children into compliance. I mean, many of these children that we talk to simply believe what they are told, and they're scared to death. It's emotional blackmail is what's happening in our schools. We need to stop it.
And really, what they do, they want to get the children to think we're all going to be destroyed by pollution. Other cities are going to be inundated with water from the rising sea levels. And all of this garbage, it just isn't true.
No, and there's another part of it that's critically important for parents. And again, you talk about what we've been doing to help parents understand. On page 137 of Set Up and Sold Out, there's a quote from Captain Eco, a book basically. Captain Eco and the Fate of the Earth, it was published back in 1992. And it says, this is what, when you talk about what children are learning in that book, it says that here's the picture in a nutshell. Your planet's in serious trouble from pollution, toxic waste, and the loss of forest, farmland, and fresh water. Your parents and grandparents have made a mess of looking after the Earth. They may deny it, but they're little more than thieves, and they're stealing your future right from under your noses. Now, what a horrible thing to write and to infer that to these children, to teach them away from their family, and to infer that the parents and grandparents don't know as much about the environment as the students. And if, you know, if people in the United States hadn't been taking care of the environment, then it would have ended up much like the environment in communist countries. And even Al Gore has stated that certainly the worst environmental tragedies in his book, Earth and the Balance, he said the worst environmental tragedies have come from communist countries. And we have a quote from that on page 432. It's no accident that the very worst environmental tragedies were created by communist governments. And this was stated by Al Gore. We certainly do not want to go toward green communism if we care about the environment. And that would be my concern and my call to all that are listening that care about the environment. Look into it. Get the facts. Get a copy of Set Up and Sold Out. Listen to these programs diligently to learn more.
Well, I think people have to understand that they really don't want a solution to the problem. They want the problem so they can increase the control of the government over the lives of the people.
Exactly.
And if you read the communist papers, as I have, I've read them for 45 years and subscribed to their publications, what do they want to do? The Communist Party USA wants to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., just like Bill Clinton and Al Gore. Little wonder they had the full support of the communists, and Obama has the full support of the communists today. It's not by accident. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to find out.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart, be safe, trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting PatriotInternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our guest is Holly Swanson. And before we go on, we've got Ian calling from Ontario. And if you're out there and you have a question for Holly, our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But let's right now go to Ian. Hi, Ian. How are you doing?
Good to talk to you again, Dr. Stan. Thank you. I thought you might be interested in an interview that the CBC did with Christopher Hitchens in the last couple of weeks. And, of course, he was targeting the Ten Commandments. They seem to have ramped up that program. And he specifically went after the last commandment, the tenth, that forbids coveting your neighbor's property. And Hitchens dismissed this commandment as a mere neurotic concern, as if the coveting really meant admiring or looking upon a neighbor's property, when coveting means that you have designs on acquiring that property, taking it as your own, appropriating it. And that's what the Green Movement is all about, justifying the wholesale confiscation of property, private property, which is essentially inheritance, a birthright of God.
And the goal, are you there?
Yes,
goal of the property is confiscated. You know, Karl Marx, the author of the Communist Manifesto, said communism can be summed up in a single sentence, the abolition of private property. This is why the socialization of the land base is one of the Greens' top goals. You're correct.
And I think, Ian, probably the most important thing people must understand about this whole environmental movement is it is energized by these occult forces we talk about. And the common denominator behind all of them is the hatred of God. And, of course, one of the things that God certainly acknowledges is that people have a right to be free. Where the spirit of the God is, there is liberty. And liberty involves the ability to have property and to do with your property what you want. And these people don't want that. They want total control. And many of these people, the entire communist movement, the socialist movement, if you look behind it, you will find powerful spiritual occult forces. You're absolutely right. That's why Christopher Hitchens hates God and hates, the right of private property. Hey, thanks very much for calling. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I just want to note that this is a comprehensive program of chaos. This is why I get so upset about the absurdity of same-sex marriage. It's an attack on the birthright plan of God for passing on property and life from generation to generation. And then, of course, now they're bringing in polygamy, which is just an instrument. It's another attack on marriage, but an instrument of warlord culture, where property is just the prize of communities raiding other communities. It's the foundation for war.
And I think what you have to understand is the background of this whole homosexual rights movement came from a man named Harry Howe, who was a disciple of Aleister Crowley, as was Alfred Kinsey. These people are all deeply involved in the occult. Until we recognize that, we're fighting the wrong enemy. Hey, God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Now let's go. Who do we have calling from West Virginia? Hey, Ken, how are you doing?
Pretty good. I just want to give Al Gore a good bashing because I think when you include environmental disasters, I think you have to include Agent Orange that destroyed the environment in Vietnam, and I think you have to include spraying depleted uranium all over the Middle East. You know, that's got to rank up there alongside.
Sure. Right. But do you know, have you noticed they never talk about those things?
No, I think I think communism, capitalism, democracy—they've all got their share. They've all got their. They all deserve blame, you know. So
let's get Holly's response to that. Holly, how do you feel about the depleted uranium? How do you feel about the extensive use of dioxin? In Vietnam.
You know, the bottom line is that as we have progressed as a civilization, mistakes have been made, and the value of mistakes is you learn from them and you don't make them again. And my thought on that is, as we all want clean air and clean water, this is one of the distinctions we need to make. What is harmful to the environment? What do we need to do about it? And take steps to do that. But making critical distinctions, again, between sound steps to create a healthier environment, correct mistakes where they have been made, and realize that on the overall, this whole greening of America and this emotional blackmail and scare tactics and using the environment to gain control of, you know, people's lives, those are two completely different things. And the mainstream environmental groups have endorsed the Earth Charter and are using their influence and their power to advance the goals of the Earth Charter. These are the things that we need to look at. We do not have to abandon our goal for a healthier environment to understand that there is a political strategy out there to use the environment to create a different America. And let me just read to you real quickly some of the groups that have endorsed the Earth Charter that you might not realize. And this is on page 383 of Set Up and Sold Out. And that's the Sierra Club, the National Wildlife Federation, Friends of the Earth, the Natural Resource Defense Council, the Wilderness Society, the World Resource Institute, the Rainforest Action Network, the Earth Day Network. And these are groups that have, you know, basically gone into our churches and excuse me, that was on page 351. And we need to look at these groups and understand they have a political agenda that we all need to be aware of. We all need to be on the same page.
Amen to that. And I would simply point out the fact that, as Kent from West Virginia was saying, we ought to be concerned about the dioxin, the depleted uranium, but who is it who's disseminating it? Why, it's government agencies. It's the military. And we're going to turn over to the same government the responsibility for giving us clean air and clean water, the ones who are the biggest polluters in the entire world? Hey, we're out of time, Polly. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. Thank you so much for calling, Kent. And we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, you take care.
God bless. Bye-bye. And for our listeners out there, let me suggest that Holly's book is excellent. We do carry it. It's called Set Up and Sold Out. Set Up and Sold Out, and you'd like to get it. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do have a syllabus on sustainable development, and in that you'll get a copy of the Earth Charter, or you'll get a copy of the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. You can actually get a copy of the Santa Cruz Agenda 21, and those three documents, Agenda 21, the Earth Charter, and then the Global Biodiversity Assessment, are the three foundations of this whole incredible movement. You need to understand that these people know exactly what they're doing. What they're doing is using the environment. In fact, many times they are, on one hand, intentionally polluting the environment. And then they say what we need is more government control. No better example of that would be the fact that they refuse to do anything at all about the big trucks belching out diesel smoke, you know, black sooty smoke. And they kept saying, well, that doesn't produce smog. Let me give you the definition of smog. And then they talk about ozone and this and that and the other thing. And All you had to do was look at the trucks belching out the black smoke, and you knew this was responsible for a lot of the smog in the Los Angeles basin, but they intentionally did not go after that until they had all the other legislation in place. They blocked the development of water facilities. They blocked the development of many of the things that would have cleaned up the environment. They're intentionally creating the problem because what do they want? They want total control over the lives of the people from the cradle to the grave. So certainly we hope you'll go to get our material. That's the Sustainable Development Syllabus, the talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, the 4-tape set on sustainable development, and then, of course, don't ever forget that the important part of this is population control. And if you haven't heard my talk on planned population reduction, you need to get it. If you'd like a free copy of my population control agenda monograph, if you order something else from us, we'll be glad to send you a free copy. You can get it on the Internet at our website, RadioLiberty.com. But it's the best short overview of this whole population control agenda and the occult force behind it. What is the force behind the Earth Charter that Holly was talking about? Why, it was written by three men, Mikhail Gorbachev, Marie Strong, and Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller, who organized the Trilateral Commission. And certainly Mikhail Gorbachev is involved in the occult, Marie Strong is involved in the occult, and Stephen Rockefeller is involved in the occult, and the foundation of the whole Trilateral Commission movement comes from the occult, this idea of bringing about the world government, which has been the goal of the secret societies and the mystery religion since the dawn of civilization. So you need to get our material. Let me suggest you call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to get your Berkey products, like to get long-term storage food or health products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate...